إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Indeed, our praise is due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised. And we ask for His aid and His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala guides, then none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah azza wa jal alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to proceed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, في كتابه الكريم, in his noble book, فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه, as for the person that will be given their record in their right hand, فيقول ها أمقرأ كتابيها, then they will say, take it and read my record. No doubt, brothers and sisters, this is an encouragement for the servants of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to perform righteous deeds. This individual who is given the book, their records in the right hand, he will say, as Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in the Quran, إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِهَا. Verily I was certain that I was going to meet my reckoning. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. This individual, he will enjoy the eternal bliss of paradise and pleasure. A life of bliss and pleasure. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ. He will be in the lofty dwellings of paradise. قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٍ. The fruits of paradise are easily accessible. They are low. They are gathered together. And they are near. كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Eat and drink at ease from these fruits for that which you put forth in previous days. Brothers and sisters, فَإِذَا بُعِثَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ قُبُورِهِمْ إِلَى الْمَوْقِفِ. When the servants are resurrected from their graves to the place of standing on the day of judgment, وَقَامُوا فِيهِ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ, and they stand at that place for as long as Allah wills, naked and barefooted. وَجَاءَ وَقْتُ الْحِسَابِ الَّذِي يُرِيدُهُ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُحَاسِبَهُمْ فِيهِ. When the time of reckoning comes on the day of judgment, which is when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wills to take the servants to account for their actions, أُمِرَ بِالْكُتُبِ, Allah will command that the books, the records be brought forth. The records on that day, يوم القيامة, they will be brought forth. أُمِرَ بِالْكُتَبِ الَّتِي كَتَبَهَا الْكِرَامَ الْكَاتِبُونَ. بذكر أعمال الناس. Allah will command that the books be brought forth in which the honorable angels recorded the people's deeds. Imagine that. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُؤْتَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ. Some people, they will be given their records in their right hand. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us from amongst them. فَهَؤُلَا هُمَ السُّعَدَى. These are the happiest of the creation. These are those who are in bliss. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُؤْتَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ أَوْ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ. And some of the creation, they will be given the book, their record, in their left hand or behind their back. وَهُمَ الْأَشْقِيَاءُ. And they are the most wretched and miserable of the creation. May Allah protect us from that. Brothers and sisters, as Al-Qurtubi mentions, فَتَوَهَّمْ نَفْسَكَ يَا أَخِي وَأَقُولْ وَيَا أُخْتِي. Brothers and sisters, Al-Qurtubi, he said, imagine yourself. Imagine yourself, O my brother. Imagine yourself, O my sister. إِذَا تَطَايَرَتِ الْكُتُبِ وَنُصِبَتِ الْمَوَازِينِ. When these records are being brought forth, imagine yourself. When the scales have been erected, those scales that weigh the people's deeds and their scrolls. Imagine yourself. وَقَدْ نُودِيتَ بِاسْمِكَ. And you are being called upon by your name. عَلَى رُؤُوسِ الْخَلَائِقِ. In front of the whole of the creation. Imagine. فُلَان so-and-so. The son of so-and-so. هَلُمَّ إِلَى الْعَرْضِ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Come forth. It's time to have your record, your scrolls, analyzed and examined before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Imagine yourself in that situation. Because it's coming, wala mahala. And there's no escaping it. Fatawaham nafsak. Imagine yourself. Wa anta bayna yaday rabbik. And you're standing before your Lord. Fi yadika sahifatun mukhbiratun bi amalik. And in your hand, you have your records. You have your records that tell you of your deeds, that inform you of your deeds. لا تغادر بلية كتمتها. This book, it doesn't hide or it doesn't leave or omit any calamity that you have hidden. This book, this record, it does not leave a secret that you have tried to conceal. فَكَمْ مِنْ بَلِيَّةٍ قَدْ كُنْتَ نَسِيتَهَا. How many evil deeds did you forget? And that record is going to remind you of them. How many evil deeds did you hide? And it's going to make them apparent and visible. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. Brothers and sisters, as for those people that are given their records in their right hand, may Allah Azza wa Jalla make us from amongst them. فَعَلِمَ أَنَّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Then he knows that he is from the people of paradise. He's given the book in his right hand. He knows that he's from the people of paradise. فَيَقُولُ. So he says, هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. Take it, read my book, read my record. What does that mean, Ikhwan? Allah Azza wa Jal, he gave this man or this woman their book in their right hand. Tamyiz and lahum, to distinguish them from the others. Tanweehan bisha'nihim, to highlight their excellence and to raise their rank. يقول أحدهم, one of them will say, عند ذلك من الفرح والسرور, because they are delighted and they are happy. ومحبة أن يطلع الناس, and they love for the people to see that which Allah blessed them with. فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه, as for the one who was given the book, the records, in their right hand, فيقول ها أم اقرأوا كتابية, he will say out of delight and joy, take it, read my book, because in that book, in that scrolls, in that record, فإنه يبشر بالجنات, in that record it gives glad tidings of eternal bliss in the gardens of paradise. In those records, we find mention of nobility and honor. وَمَغْفِرَةِ الذُّنُوبِ, likewise, he will find forgiveness for his sins. وَسَّتْرِ الْعُيُوبِ, and concealment for his faults. وَالَّذِي أَوْسَلَنِي إِلَى هَذِهِ الْحَالِ, and the reason why he's in that situation, the reason why he was given his book in his right hand was what? مَا مَنَّ اللَّهُ بِهِ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِالْبَعْثِ وَالْحِسَابِ وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادِ لَهُ وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادِ لَهُ بِالْمُمْكِنِ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ. The reason why he was in that situation, he received his book in his right hand because of his belief in Allah, his belief in the resurrection, his belief that he's going to meet his reckoning, and he prepared for that with that which was possible from actions. He prepared for it. Brothers and sisters, when we hear these ayat, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ, as for those people that are given their book or their record in their right hand, فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَ, he will say out of delight and joy, take it, read my records. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَ, verily I was certain that I'm going to meet my reckoning. Look at the importance of aqidah, the Islamic creed. Look at the importance of aqidah. As some of the salaf, they said, when you see the word dhan min al-mu'min fa bima'na al-yaqeen. When you see a believer saying, adhunnu kadha, dhanantu kadha, it means that he was certain of it. So this individual who is going to be given his book in his right hand, he's going to say what? Inni dhanantu, verily I was certain, I didn't have any doubt that I was going to meet my reckoning. Look at the importance of aqidah, the Islamic creed. Look at the importance of learning about the religion of Al-Islam. Look at the importance of learning about the creed of Al-Islam. Inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiyah, I was certain, no doubt whatsoever, that I was going to meet my reckoning, my hisab. So therefore what? He prepared for it. He prepared for it. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ, he will have a life of bliss and pleasure. في جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ, in the lofty stations of paradise. قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٍ, كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ, eat and drink, it will be said to him when he's in Jannah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us Jannah. Eat and drink at ease, whatever you desire, for the actions that you put forth in the days that have passed. Min salatin, prayer. Siyamin, fasting. The dhikr of Allah. Al-ihsan ila al-khalq, being generous and kind to the creation. And all of the acts of ta'at. That is a targhib, brothers and sisters, an encouragement for us to strive to do righteous deeds and to strive to imitate the righteous. And likewise to fear having an evil end. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. So brothers and sisters, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes for us the condition and the state of those individuals that will be given their records in their right hand. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions those individuals who will be given their books, their records in their left hand. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. As for the person who is given their record in their left hand, فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَهِ. They will say, I wish I was never given my record. I wish I never was given my record. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ. And I wish I wasn't aware of what my record was. Look at that. Look at the difference between the two. As for the one who's given his record in his left hand, he will say, I wish I was never given my record. He will say, I wish I didn't know what it was. Ya laytaha kanat al-qadiya. I wish that when I died, that was my only death, and I was not going to be resurrected and brought back to life. Look, ikhwan, just pause for a moment. Think about this. Look what Qatada rahimahullah said with an authentic chain. Qatada said, look what he said here. This individual who will say, Ya layta kanat al-qadiya. If only when I died that was the end. Meaning there was no resurrection. There was no hisab. There was no eternal punishment for the kafir. Qatada, he said, Tamanna al-maut. This individual, he wished for death. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا شَيْءٌ أَكْرَهُ عِنْدَهُ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ. But when he was living, there was nothing more detested to him than death. When he was alive, the thing that he hated the most, the thing that he wanted to escape even thinking about, was death. But when he's standing, يوم القيامة, he's going to wish for death. Because that's how severe it is. May Allah protect us from it. تَمَنَّ الْمَوْتِ قَتَادَ. He said, this individual that was given the book in the left hand, he hoped for death. But when he was living in the world, the thing he hated more than anything was death. Because they hate thinking about death. Because it's the destroyer of pleasures. It's the reality check. This individual will say, مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ. My wealth, it never benefited me. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ. حَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَ. My power, my argument now, it's disappeared. It's no benefit for me. خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ سَلُّوهُ. Then it will be said to the angels, seize him and chain him and throw him into the hellfire. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ. Seize this individual. Chain him. Some of the ulama, they mention, مِنَ الْمُفَسِّرِينَ, chain him to the extent that the chain goes through his mouth and it comes out of his back passage. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And then throw him into the hellfire. ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوهُ. May Allah protect us from that. At-tarheeb. Al-Imam al-Sa'di, he said, brothers and sisters, he said, this individual that's given the book in their left hand, khizyan, out of humiliation, he's being humiliated. Again, highlighting him from everyone else. It's a calamity for him. Fadiha, is being exposed in front of the whole of the creation. فَيَقُولُ أَحَدُهُمْ. One of them will say, من الغم. Out of humiliation and likewise anxiety and sadness, they will say, يا ليتني لم أوت كتابي. If only I was not given my book. ثم التفت إلى ماله. He will look at his wealth, all the money he had. He will look at his power and his gift of argument. هو وبال علي. And in reality, his wealth, his power, his argument, it's a calamity for him on that day. Why? Because لم يقدم منه لآخرته. He never used any of that to prepare for the hereafter. ولم ينفعه في الافتداء من عذاب الله. And all of that wealth, all of that power, all of that position that he had, he cannot use any of that to ransom himself from the punishment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That's why it's mentioned, brothers and sisters, that even rulers of the past, when they looked at their grave, and these rulers, they may have had great riches, great wealth, kings, armies. When they looked at their grave, and they remembered the saying of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ. My wealth has not benefited me. حَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَ. My power and my argument have disappeared. Started to cry severely. So as for that individual, فِذَا كَانَ الرَّجُلُ رَأْسًا فِي الشَّرِّ يَدْعُو إِلَيْهِ وَيَأْمُرُ بِهِ نُودِيَ بِاسْمِهِ وَإِسْمِ أَبِيهِ. This is the book of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, brothers and sisters, that is a cure for that which is in the hearts. This is the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal that is uncreated. That is why we need to learn it, and we need to implement it, and we need to strive to understand it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابَ أَقْوَامًا. Allah will raise with this book a people, and he will humiliate others through it. Those who learn it, implement it, understand it, Allah will raise them, whether they're black, whether they're white, whether they're Chinese, whether they're Arab, regardless of their race. Learn the book, implement the book, understand the book correctly with the understanding of the Salaf of this Ummah. That's the rectification for society. I close, Barakallahu Feekum, by thanking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala ala ma manna Allahu bihi alayna for his blessings upon us, alhamdulillah. As you are aware, wallah alhamd, the brothers have started with the renovations of the masjid. Wallah alhamd wal minna. The basement is fully cemented, the floor and the walls, and likewise they started on the third floor with the renovation of the offices, making more space, alhamdulillah, for the believers. We would like to thank all of the brothers and the sisters who are striving and continue to strive for their assistance. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ أَنَ اللَّهِ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. Alhamdulillah. And even if it's just with a good word, alhamdulillah, we hope that Allah Azza wa Jal rewards those individuals. هَكَذَا بَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ. It's not over. Any of you want to take a look, just go down inshallah, have a look at the basement. Have a look at what the brothers are doing. If any of you want to assist in that and you have skills, ahlan wa sahlan. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, we can grow and we don't need to water anything down. We can grow and we can be firm upon the kitab and the sunnah with the understanding of the salaf. We can grow and we don't have to beg the people of bid'ah. We can grow, alhamdulillah, if we support one another upon good and righteousness. As for the whispers of the whisperers, as for the chaos of the people that like chaos, Alhamdulillah, wa makaru wa makarullah, wallahu khayrul makirin. Allah Azza wa Jal will take care of them. Ma yuhimmuna wa la yadurruna. But again, alhamdulillah, those brothers and sisters who are working diligently, and some of them we don't know who they are, alhamdulillah, but Allah Azza wa Jal, he will reward the believers for their righteous deeds. It's happiness to the eyes. And again, it's another proof that if you do what's right, Allah Azza wa Jal will make it easy. Not like those people, they have to work with Ahlul Bidah, they eat from their plates, in begging from them, and then they get sacked, thrown out of their positions because they're not appeasing them. No, we don't need to do none of that. Learn the kitab, implement the kitab of Allah, understand it, strive to learn our religion, and alhamdulillah, the da'wah will spread. Wa aqimis salam. Wa jazakum Allahu khairan.